You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
This is your boy, Sheriff.
That's me.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, you guys? Gals? Don't want to discriminate? Speaking of discrimination, how can one man who says he's going to run for president discriminate himself? Easy. You say you're running for president, but then you don't sign up with the FBC. You self-discriminating, bruh. That's some trifling ass stuff. Just saying, man. That's trifling. You trifling all over yourself. Oh, look at me. My name is Kanye West. I'm fully supported by Elon Musk. I'm running for president. But I'm not signed up with the FEC. Wow. Somebody posted on there. They were like, yeah, way to take votes away from Joe Biden. I think that dude takes votes away from his damn self. I mean, have you seen his campaign lately? Neither have I. Have you seen Trump's campaign lately? Oops, neither have I. Have you seen Kanye West's campaign lately? Huh? Neither have I. Have you seen Joe Walsh's campaign lately? Nope, neither have I. Have you seen Tom Cruise's campaign lately? Nope, neither have I. I mean, geez, I'm all over the map with this. Where are these guys at? Nowhere to be found. Kanye's over there tweeting about washing himself in blood. Donald Trump is tweeting about, I'm helping Hispanics with prosperity. But what he's not saying is, for your votes, for the Hispanic votes. Wow, wowee. In other news, George Papadopoulos has written a book. This is the guy who pled guilty to the charges brought on to him by supposedly Democrats. Okay, you're claiming, okay, your name is Devin Nunes. Why? Your name is George Papadopoulos, with the same last name as the guy who came out and put a bunch of disinformation out about the Las Vegas shooting. Whatever his first name is, don't care, Papadopoulos. You got the same last name as him. You get charged guilty. I'm sorry. Not only do you get charged, but you plead guilty to the charges brought on, but then claim you're a deep state target. What? If you pled guilty, can you even claim that you're a target at all? I mean, just stating the obvious. Just wanna put that on out there. Or flop it on the table. Like, wow. What? I'm so confused, dude. But then, it's not enough that he pleads guilty, writes a book about it, calls himself a deep state target. Trump turns around and says, great job. Your book should do very well. Really? How? How is his book gonna do very well unless you buy all 100 million copies from him? Who's gonna read it? It says right there in the description. I think it's like the second paragraph down. He pled guilty. Like, not no contest. He pled guilty. Not innocent, but he pled guilty. Like, I don't get it, bruh. I don't get it. Like, should I get it? Like, I don't understand, bruh. Like, what is going on? People are like, Donald Trump's giving the Democrats everything they want. Like, what? He's a lifelong Democrat. What do you mean, giving them everything they want? I mean, if he's a lifelong Democrat, doesn't he want it too? Just saying. In other news, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is ICE. Ooh, go ahead, cringe to the people who don't like ICE. And Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, launched Operation, quote-unquote, Stolen Promise, in order to protect the homeland from the increasing and evolving threat posed by COVID-19-related fraud and criminal activity. Yeah, you heard that right. Fraud and criminal activity related to COVID-19. And boy, COVID-19 is a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. So good job, ICE. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm saying good job. Good job on realizing what the truth is and going after the fraud and criminal activity that has something to do with all of this whole, I don't know, what did I call it? Oh yeah, fraud. Jeez Louise. I mean, this can't get no deeper. But then, it does. I want to make sure I got this right. So hang on just 1 second as I look this up. Like, you're not going to believe this. Okay. JT Lewis at the JT Lewis on Twitter says, I have accepted a position with the Trump campaign. Exclamation point. So in other words, he's saying, I have accepted his position with the Trump campaign. It will be my great honor to help re-elect one of the most committed and caring presidents in American history. I said, you ready for this? Here's the kicker. Look at this clown from Sandy Hook. Yeah, Sandy Hook, the people who sued Alex Jones, of all people, and apparently won the suit. You can't tell me that wasn't a setup. Like, that judge wasn't paid off for saying that nobody died at the Sandy Hook shooting. He's saying nobody got shot, or he said something like that and got sued over it and all this other crap, blah, 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 and they've got this big stupid win over it, right? In other news, I've never been sued for saying that people didn't die in the Las Vegas shooting. I'm sorry, that they didn't get shot in the Las Vegas shooting. Because it's true. They didn't get shot by Stephen Paddock in the Las Vegas shooting. They didn't. Prove to me they did. Prove it. You're going to have to prove it. You can't? Oh, well then. No wonder I haven't been sued. Oh, what's that? I don't have money for you to sue for? There's another reason you haven't sued me. Get a life, dude. Even if you did file a lawsuit, it would be frivolous at best. And I would hold true that for as long as I shall live. But they don't want to deal with the repercussions of my mouth. Seems to be a current trend. Amanda Presto says, men who are enthusiastically pro-abortion are so gross. I say vote Trahan 2020 to end abortion and defund Planned Parenthood. ChanceTrahan.com. ChanceTrahan.com. Or it's even easier than that. Chance.money. Enter. Bam. You're on the website. Check the issues. You know, we really should impeach Governor Gavin Newsom. And just in case you didn't know why, because he's carrying the COVIDiot torch. He wants you to wear a mask. He doesn't want you to go to the beach or go outside at all, for the most part. Remember whenever he didn't want anybody going outside for the longest time? I even think there was a curfew over, like, the Pomona area or something. I can't remember. It was so long ago. But, I mean, yeah. Just impeached the son of a bitch already. Golly. In his tyranny. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, but I did, but I'll say it again. He took money from a convicted felon. He accepted money from a convicted felon. Not a felon who had their rights restored. Not somebody who said that they were innocent and didn't get found guilty. But a convicted felon. A company. And if you want to know more about that, just go to my last podcast and talk all about it. Cuomo is a duck that single-handedly destroyed his own credibility. He seriously is. His administration ducks important questions on nursing homes, Janice Dean says. Empire Center of Public Policy. Whatever that means. I'm not even getting into that. But she says that she... Okay, so... Janice says that she has family that was basically, let's just say, sacrificed or murdered. Allegedly by Cuomo. We're throwing the quotes on allegedly. And she's... like leading some kind of crusade against Cuomo, which I would say is justified. But what I don't understand is why she's not suing this clown. And no disrespect to her or her passed away relatives or anything. Or was it her parents? It was either parents or her grandparents, because I don't want to get that wrong. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm just saying, like, if you've got a claim that serious, like, sue. I mean, unless you don't have the money to sue. Oh, hey, there's a factor. You see, that's what I don't understand, is if we have such a good claim, how come lawyers aren't more apt to do a pro bono case like they are with personal injury? Like, all personal injury claims are pro bono. You know? I mean, it should be a hook, line, and sinker, a no-brainer, a definite win. So, like, whatever. Yeah. Good luck with the book, George Papadopoulos. You'll do well. Thank you, Mr. President. You know what I said about that? Look at these two clowns. And just to let you know what it said about his book in the description, Papadopoulos became the first Trump official, get this, to plead guilty in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. He is now the first campaign advisor sentenced and to have served time in prison. I said, who would even buy this book? I don't get it, bro. So yeah, elder abuse, child abuse, spousal abuse, gang stalking, cyber stalking, online harassment. These are all new issues that were posted to the Chance for President issues page this weekend. Go check them out. I won't even say what I'm calling for in it. I just like you to just go check it out because it's that controversial. So the Ryan A. Fournier, spelt with F-O-U-R, like the number four, who works at the FEC as a reports analysis division employee, says the left-wing mob demanded that Ford stop producing police cars. The CEO just said they will never stop supporting the police. I'm sorry, he says it with an exclamation point. So, the CEO said they will never stop supporting the police. God bless him! I'm just reading it how he said it. I mean, I said, shut up, you unethical conflict of interest having mega douche. Why don't you step down from the FEC already, you ultra-partisan Trump ass-kissing suck-up? Like, why don't you do that? Like, wow. Janine Pirro at Judge Janine says, Bozo Bill de Blasio paints Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower as crime skyrockets. Police flee the New York Police Department, businesses shutter, and victims become collateral damage to his leftist ideology. And this dingbat blames it all on coronavirus. Hashtag halfwit. I said, and to think, he actually tried to run for president. Although, just look at human trafficking Elon Musk-backed Kanye and Scientologist Tom pretending to have a sudden interest in the primary election. I can't for the life of me figure out which one of these dudes is more stupid. So we're gonna back this up because in 2015, which I was talking about in my last podcast, that Kanye West officially announces that he wants to run for president. So this is now his second political publicity stunt. You heard me right. This is all a publicity stunt. For him. You know, he's been talking about it since 2015, but never signed up either election. And always says it in like the last minute of the election process. Like, I don't get it. He's got 4 months left on the campaign trail. And still hasn't signed up with the FEC, as far as I understand. As of Wednesday, he still hadn't done it. but claims he's running for president. Dude, you can't run for president if you don't sign up with the FBC. I'm sorry. Do you not want a failed freaking campaign on your record? Like, isn't saying that you're running for president and never signing up with the FBC bad enough? I mean, apparently to him it's not, because he's now been insane about it and done it twice. If he does it a third time, I'm not even gonna go there. Like, this dude is, whatever. He's claimed that he wants to run for president on his Twitter, but then hasn't tweeted anything presidential. What? I'm confused at best. Like that's what's up. Like, for real. Like, should I get it? Should I understand your, what is it called, rhetoric? I mean, are they, that's what this is. This is rhetorical. You're saying you're going to do it, but you're not doing it. Okay. But hey, Elon Musk backs you. That must stand for something, right? Yeah, all right. Okay. So whenever Trump signed this Hispanic prosperity thing for Hispanic votes in his favor, which is all a political stunt he's doing, because as soon as he turns around, he'll probably reverse what he did with that, like Obama's been doing, like he's been doing with other things. Talking about Trump now, like Trump has been doing with other things. Okay, nobody's looking. All right, strike that. Yeah, pretend that never happened. Unsign that. Veto that. Whatever it takes. Get it away. Get it away from me. I mean, you know, I said, look at me. I just signed this piece of paper for Hispanic votes. Prima donna Trump. Wow. Rudy Giuliani says, seriously, shouldn't he be tested? This is not anywhere near normal. I've got no idea what he's even talking about. But I said, shouldn't you be convicted? Your actions aren't anywhere near normal. Wow. 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 So, somebody reported my last YouTube video where I said, suck my POTUS dick and scold people on what Black Lives Matter really is and all this stuff. So you can go to my YouTube. Just look up Chance Trahan Call of Duty and, Chance Trahan Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and it's bound to pop up. And, go through there and see my latest video that's age restricted. It's called, Chance for President Burns Trump Supporters Super Bad in 3 Minutes, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It was flagged to YouTube for review. Upon review, they determined that it may not be suitable for all viewers, and it has been placed behind an age restriction. I was eventually going to do that, so I said, thanks for handling my light work. Like, I'm not worried about it. So in other news, sicko Bill Gates sued for forcing staff to watch child rape and murder. I'm going to say that one more time. Sicko Bill Gates was or is still being sued for forcing staff to watch child rape and murder. Go to my Twitter and check it out yourself. You don't have to go down far to see Bill Gates' ugly face and stupid bowl haircut. He looks like a freaking beetle. Yeah. So get this. Somebody decided they wanted to say something about, like, I don't remember what it was. It was stupid, whatever it was, right? But it was by a black person, an African American, somebody with a skin color that's darker than mine, a lot darker, okay? She claims that me saying, hold up, let me make sure I got this right. Okay, here we go. I don't remember what she said, but she's like, you know, I hope animals don't get hurt or something, you know. I can't believe that people, yeah, it was something like, I can't believe people have their animals out in public, you know, and let them be outside cats and stuff like that. you know, they could get caught by a coyote or something dumb, right? Now, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not calling what she said, but, like, I agreed with what she said, right? Then I added to it. I said, or catch ear mites, or be murdered by a Mexican neighbor that says he hates cats. I wish I would have realized that he killed my cat. I would have shown him what I think about people who murder defenseless, trusting animals. Which my cat was trusting, walked up to him, wanted to get petted, I'm sure, didn't run away, and he caught the cat and murdered it. I'm absolutely certain of it. She retweets this tweet and says, now how in the hell did I get a racist motherfucker in my mentions on a tweet about cats? Laughing, crying emoji. Like, laughing so hard you're like crying to where it looks sad, right? I tried to tweet back, but it said, something went wrong, don't fret. Let's give it another shot. Tried a couple more times, didn't work. Left it alone. So I grabbed a screenshot of what I said back to her because she obviously blocked me. I said, what's race got to do with what I said, you ignorant bitch? The dude was Mexican. He said he hated cats. I caught him trying to kill a cat. My cat went missing before this happened. Next time, use your brain before you call people racist. Dumbass. In her bio, it says she's friendly, but is actually a rude racist cunt. Wow. Wow. Which led me to say, dear Black Panthers, teach your children what the difference between sticking it to the man is versus being an ignorant racist. Then I posted the Scrooged gif. If you haven't seen Scrooge, go watch that movie. It's funny. Scrooge. Would you please? Would you please teach them that? In other news, McDonald's? Pink slime? Oh, you mean the aborted baby body parts? Yeah, we got that. Wendy's, what a coincidence. Your aborted baby's name would have been Wendy. KFC, of course that's a chicken thigh. We'd never use aborted baby thighs instead. Taco Bell, which has a logo of the beast, which their logo has a sign of the beast on it, the number 6, and there's 3 of them around their building. We only use the highest quality aborted baby meat. Just wow. Wow. 90% of McDonald's 90% of McDonald's meat has human DNA. I hashtag Planned Parenthood. Did you know? Wow. In other news, this lady has got nothing but love for pedophile rapist Joe Biden. I said, this lady's love for a pedo for president is extremely strange and questionable. Like, wow. She's going on somebody else whose Twitter has tweets that are both equally against Biden and Trump and putting Make America Great Again hats on her photos and stuff. And also put a photo of her, there's hunters with a dead deer, and put her face over the deer. Like, how sick can you be? How sick is one person? Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it, dude. I really don't. Like, should I? Because I really don't. You know, there's this douchebag on Twitter, Andy Ostroy. He says, dear white folks, I know things are really tough for you right now, but you've had 244 years of total domination. He's white, by the way. But it's a new day. You no longer get to do, say, tweet, and or joke about whatever you want. No more racist flags and statues. Just accept it. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. I said, you know what really matters? Child trafficking. But you're not ready to have that talk with me. It now has 103 likes. Just thought I'd point that out. Yeah. Just wow. You know, I've had it with the cross-dressing pedophilia. It's through the roof. I've had enough of that. Apparently, they're all coming from Salvadorian areas. Like, what? Wow. You know, somebody says, the Vaughn We Hunt show says, if we don't clear out our streets and be tougher on the criminals in our streets, the Bolshevik Democrats will create more chaos and destroy this nation from the inside out, which is their true communist agenda and goal. I said, You know Donald is a lifelong Democrat, right? Just thought I'd ask. Recently, Business Insider has been going on and on and on about how much money a YouTuber with 1 million subscriber earns, according to five creators. I fixed their headline tag. I said, how much money Illuminati YouTubers with 1 million subscribers earns, according to five Freemason trash creators. Yeah, I went there. I totally went there. Matt Walsh says, the only way to stop the cancel culture mob, I'm sorry, let me start that over. The only way to stop the cancel culture mob is to never apologize to it, to give it nothing, to make no concessions, to offend it on purpose, just out of principle, and to laugh in its face. This is the only solution. There is no other. I said, I got an apology for them. I'm sorry, they're so stupid that nobody cares about them. Should we give them a baby bottle? Seriously, like, should we give them a pacifier? What do they need? What do they want? Because they're not going to be happy no matter what they get. It's ridiculous. It's just going to keep going on and on and on because this is all one huge distraction away from the 2020 election campaigns. Especially mine. Kanye West, the distraction. Tom Cruise, the distraction. Donald Trump, a distraction. COVID-19, a distraction. Joe Biden, a distraction. The whole thing is one huge freaking distraction. I'm about tired of it, aren't you? Aren't you tired of being distracted and dealing with stuff that's not real, like COVID-19? Aren't you tired of being told to wear a mask like you're some kind of bank robber? Aren't you tired of dealing with the same old politics day after day, over and over? That's why you should vote Trahan 2020. ChanceTrahan.com, or you can go to chance.money. It's real easy, folks.